I'm Jeff Gray, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. What does it mean to be a leader? There are whole sections in bookstores dedicated to building leadership skills, but what does the Bible say about being a leader? Jesus had a lot to say about leadership. In chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel, he tells us of an argument that arose after James and John asked to be his top two leaders when he sits on his throne. The other disciples were indignant, but Jesus says, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." I had the privilege to have been on several church plants through the years. You start a new church with a pastor and a few core volunteers relocating across town or across the state. In my experience, no one has joined a church planning team saying, "I'm going on this so I can be in charge." That thinking will quickly get you uninvited. There was a lot of prayer involved, and everyone was going with the mindset of serving God and the local community where they were planning the church. I noticed a common theme, though. Those who were serving the hardest and sacrificing the most ended up being leaders in the church. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in establishing a new church. Someone has to set up the chairs, someone has to clean the bathrooms, someone has to vacuum the floors, musicians have to select the music and rehearse. The list goes on and on. The next time you walk into a service, pause for a moment and think of all the people that have worked to make it happen. None of them are jumping up and saying, "Look what I did." They all serve quietly in the background, not wanting attention or praise. They do it because they love God and His church. I've also seen people come into the church after it is established and immediately want a leadership role. They didn't want to be bothered with all the menial tasks that went on in the background. They wanted a position of prominence so people would recognize their talent. When they didn't get what they wanted, they quickly moved on. In Ephesians 4, Paul says that Jesus himself gave leadership roles to build up the church. We're all familiar with the fivefold ministry gifts: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. He accomplishes this through the Holy Spirit. But there are other gifts given by the Spirit as well. Paul lists some in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Paul is not giving an exhaustive list of every gift, but he's laying out some examples, and I believe these gifts are still at work today to be used to build up the church and to glorify God. These gifts are not reserved for the established leaders, but for every believer in Christ. We are encouraged to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. As we do that, we then become role models to those around us. The Holy Spirit can then use us to lead them to Christ. We also become leaders in our family, setting an example of godliness for our children. As we become more like Christ, God may put us in leadership roles in the church. But that should not be our goal. Jesus said He didn't come to be served, but to serve. As we imitate Christ and pour out our lives in service to Him, our goal is to be more like Him and draw others to Him. Whether that means preaching or picking up trash in the parking lot, we do it all for the glory of God and to honor Him. That is true leadership. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.